training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, look, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and Mexico apparently is shutting down. They're stopping all of non-essential travel. They're telling people to stay home. They've shut the schools. But they tell us now that the deaths seem to have stabilized, that the number of people who supposedly died of the flu. Well, they really didn't check all of these people to find out, but they assumed they had the disease, and some of them obviously did. And here in America, we're told we have 100 confirmed cases, but, well, one person has died, but actually they were a child who came here from Mexico because they were so ill and they couldn't get treatment there, so they came here to America for treatment, and so it wasn't an American child. It was somebody who came from Mexico with the disease. And well, all throughout the world, why we've moved to a stage 5 alert. But the question is, nobody's talking to the public about what they can do. You're told why you should cover your mouth when you cough. You're told that you ought to wash your hands more frequently. That's how we're going to stop the spread of this disease. And nobody talks about building up your immune system or anything of that sort. Anyway, let's go to Joel Skousen. And Joel's going to be with us this morning because he couldn't be here tomorrow, so he was kind enough to agree to be with us this morning. And maybe we'll have open lines tomorrow morning. But, Joel, thanks so much for being with us. What is your take on what's going on in the world, and what are we going to talk about?
Well, of course, the big talk is this flu epidemic. Like you, I'm not convinced it's an epidemic yet. In fact, there are two really conflicting chains of information coming out. One is that it's being overstated, and the other that it's being understated. And there's evidence of both on the internet. The understated evidence is that there are reports coming out of Mexico of which seem to be valid. James Wesley Rawls on his survival blog has got a lot of that information about Mexican doctors, actually talking about doctors and nurses that have died, and that hospitals are just overflowing down there in certain states in Mexico, around Mexico City, and that's very much underreported, especially serious when doctors and nurses have died. This puts the medical system under, a very panic type situation, especially when medical professionals decide not to come to work because they're obviously at risk, and they are at risk. There isn't any vaccine for this. What vaccines there are, are about other flu strains, and the rate of death of people taking the vaccine is higher than the risk that you take for not taking it. So I'm not in favor of taking any of these vaccines. Like all viral infections, I don't believe there are any really good antiviral drugs that are that justify going against the risk of taking those drugs. For example, in the Tamiflu drug, Japan, you know, we have a lot of suppression of side effects of drugs here in the United States. In Japan, they're more open about the problems, and they had a lot of young children, especially, who took Tamiflu during the last flu thing that got suicidal, jumped out of windows, went crazy. They had, you know, some real serious side effects that I think is very dangerous for children who have don't have fully developed immune systems to be taking these kinds of drugs, or even the vaccines for that matter, that have a lot of side effects.
Well, I concur with everything you're saying. The question is this really the major pandemic it's made out to be? I mean, are these stories, do you think, about the doctors and the nurses dying really true, or is this part of the hype that we're getting? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say because, you know, we haven't been into this long enough. Frankly, I'm a little skeptical that this is going to be a pandemic anywhere near like the Spanish flu of 1918 or so. I think this is probably much more similar to the 1996 swine flu outbreak. Ron Paul came out yesterday. He's a medical doctor. He has, I think, a good understanding of these things. And he said he feels that way, especially that there was a great outcry in Congress, and it was used to the pandemic, or the fear of a pandemic in 1976 was used to justify a lot of public spending for the drug companies to create vaccines and other things. He said 28 people died from the vaccines, and only one person died from the flu. So that gives you an idea of how we must not overreact to this. And in any case, I don't believe that there's much that the government can do, frankly, when we're talking about viral infections. In the first place, the gestation period for this to reach you know, lethality or even show up in the symptoms is anywhere from 7 to 10 days, and it's too long to be able to use any of the normal quarantine things. They might do them, but they're going to be very destructive to the economy. For example, you know, you start shutting down air travel around the world and stopping people from going through in business, and that's a very real possibility. If you, in Mexico City, for example, the streets are in large part very low traffic. There's very few people moving around within Mexico City. Most businesses are shut down. And one lady, for example, told of her experience. She was from England. She was there on business. She wore a mask, but she did go to her business appointments. Hardly anybody on the street. Finally, she decided that it was just too risky to stay there, and so she called ahead to the airlines, and they said, yes, they were still accepting passengers to come to Britain, but that may stop very soon. And so she hopped a plane and got on the road back home before there was a quarantine halt to anybody going back to Britain. And you can imagine how this creates panic within people. She said, by the way, instead of about an hour, 45 minutes to the airport, it took her 20 minutes because the streets were nearly vacant. But, you know, how long can people go on in they don't have a lot of food stores. They've got to get back to buying, and if food stores aren't open, this is going to create panic. How long can people go on like this?
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here addressing the new swine flu epidemic that threatens the world. At least that's what they tell us.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113. Every year a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, Joel Skousen. And first, the very first day when the story broke, the first thing they said was, but we can tell you this is not a biological warfare agent. We can assure you that. Where did it come from? Well, we don't know, but we know it's not biological warfare. And, of course, this is a combination of a North American swine influenza. And pigs always get influenza. 30% of our pigs have influenza, but it doesn't kill most of them. It kills very rarely, and it certainly very rarely spreads into human beings. But suddenly we have a new swine flu that seems to be going into human beings. And then of course, there's an Asian swine flu that somehow is part of this new virus, brand new virus never seen before. And then there's an avian component to it. And, of course, birds have been getting flu for years and always in the past. It didn't spread into human beings, or if it did, very, very rarely, and they tried to panic us into the threat of the bird flu a couple of years ago. Didn't know when it was going to become a pandemic. Millions of people were going to die, and it did, never panned out. And there's also a human. This is not only Asian swine and American or North American swine and avian, but there's a human component to this virus. How could they say this is not a biological warfare agent when they don't know where it came from?
Well, of course, you know, everything the government says we have to take with a grain of salt. It obviously can be used as a biological agent, but given there's a tremendous amount of certain of the typical conspiracy theories that are abounding on the net, and even though I believe there is a conspiracy to take away liberty, I think we have to be careful of some of the bogus conspiracies that are put out on the net because they tend to discredit legitimate conspiracy theories. There is this one about a Mexican fellow who drives truck for independent truck, and that he's been, the claim is from two of these people who claim to be Christians that in alerting the world that he's been receiving loads of tanker trucks from a place in Maryland of part of the Center for Disease Control and Trucking, this material, you know, for the past few months around the United States. But, you know, when you talk about a truckload of biological tainted material and going on for months, I mean, this is something that would have explosive contamination if you released this stuff in that kind of quantity. We haven't seen anything like that. you know, we're talking about the typical, if you had biological or chemical warfare in an area, you would have, you know, thousands of people infected in a single day in a single area, and we just don't see that. This does not have any of the characteristics of any biological warfare, and it's not that lethal, frankly. They're claiming at the worst it's looking at a 10% lethality rate, which is not typical of chemical or biological warfare, which generally has a 90% of lethality rate of those that get infected of it. I think we're looking at a 1976 type of swine flu, just like they had then, and I think people ought to be very, very cautious and reluctant about running out and doing what the government wants, especially taking any vaccines. I simply wouldn't recommend it in the first place.
I agree with you totally. I'm frightened to death of the prospect of the vaccines because they not only contain mercury, but we know that there were 500 cases of Guillain-Barré back in 76 directly attributable to that vaccine. 25, 26 people died. Only one person died of the swine flu, and yet, of course, they destroyed the lives of 500 people with the vaccines, and as they say, 25, 26 people died as a result of taking the vaccines, and now they want us to trust them?
And, you know, those vaccines, even the ones that don't die from them, have lots of long-term effects because, you know, they put in all kinds of very sophisticated biological elements in there which try to alter and fool the immune system. And I'm convinced that a lot of our autoimmune diseases are caused by vaccinations in those attempts to trick the immune system into not attacking the vaccines, because normally that's how people get over the toxic effects of vaccine. They have a good immune system and it actually eliminates it. But a lot of people don't have the power to eliminate it, and the immune system itself becomes compromised, or worse yet, the tricking of the immune system to attack, to not attack the vaccines, causes it to attack normal things that, like arthritis, that would not normally be attacked by the immune system. And I think, you know, we can owe the autoimmune diseases specifically to a lot of this experimentation that's going on with vaccines. But even the experts say, Dr. Stan, absolutely 100%, there is no vaccine that has been created for this particular, it's too early. You know, the vaccines that you might be taking are for some other form of the flu. And it's the same thing with the flu vaccines every year. I mean, they're not for any specific flu that's current. It's for the past year. It takes a year to develop these vaccines. And let me give you some statistics from the Center for Disease Control. 5 to 20% of the population gets the flu every year. More than 200,000 people are hospitalized on average every year from flu-related complications. And 36,000 die each year from the flu. Now, we're talking about one person dying, and we're calling it a pandemic, but 36,000 people each year die from the flu. Now, granted, a lot of these are flu-related complications, turns into pneumonia, weakens their immune system, they die of other things too. But that's happening now. That's why they say, you know, about 80% of these are suspicious of being them, but there's all kinds of normal complications that happen from flu and colds and other things that, you know, you have to do an actual laboratory test to see if this is the H1N1 is what they've designated this swine flu. And they haven't done that on everyone yet, especially down in Mexico. So I am not convinced yet that this is a pandemic, and certainly I do not think that people ought to, you know, take the precautions the government says. With that said, however, I will say that it does pay to have certain types of precautions on hand and understand how to protect yourself during these kinds of pandemics. Now, you and I both know that building up the immune system itself and keeping your immune system healthy is one of the best ways to protect against viruses because, frankly, whether it's Cipro or Tamiflu or several other, you know, so-called antiviral drugs, they're not very effective. In fact, I'll tell you, the number one antiviral remedy which has always been used for many, many years against flus and colds, and I have a track record of using it very effectively, is large doses of natural vitamin C. You have to get up into the 1 gram pills twice, three times a day. That's 2,000 and 3,000 grams of natural vitamin C per day. And you can actually stop the symptoms of a cold. You can stop a runny nose by taking a lot of vitamin C. Nothing kills a virus instantaneously. There is no, antibacterial agent like certain things that kill bacteria. That's why it's just stupid to give antibiotics to people who have pneumonia. That's viral pneumonia. It's just, is hurting the immune system with those things. And in like manner, I think taking some of these drugs with their after effects is. It should not be done as a preventative, surely. Now, so I think the best advantage is, first of all, stop eating junk food, stop eating sugar, stop eating donuts, stop drinking soda pop. That stuff is very, very bad on the immune system. Having a high sugar content in your bloodstream is, helpful to both bacterial and viral growth. And it's very important to have in the bloodstream an alkaline system. Nobody gets sick unless their system gets more acidic, and alkalinity in the bloodstream is very important. And interestingly enough, vitamin C, natural vitamin, produces an alkaline reaction. Now, even though vitamin C is acidic, it doesn't turn the system acidic, it turns it alkaline. And one of the reasons, and taking calcium, for example, is important, a good calcium magnesium base natural supplement is important for keeping the system alkaline as well. That's the reason, for example, that in old people who become acidic, a lot of acidic, comes from eating too much meat, too much protein, which produces an acid reaction in the blood. The body dumps calcium and takes calcium from the bones in order to re-alkalize the blood stream and the system. And when you have an alkaline pH in your system, you're very, very resistant to disease. So it's very important to watch that. And I think the important thing is to not eat a lot of meat. That kind of heavy food produces a very acid reaction in the blood. But if you stay high on vitamin C, and I take a 1,000 milligram pill of natural, and I mean really natural, if it's white powdery stuff, pure ascorbic acid, that's not it. If it's the $7 cheap bottle from the major pharmaceuticals in your supermarket, that's not it. You can't get good natural vitamin C from the supermarket store. You've got to get them from health food stores, and they're more expensive. But they look like ground up food, and they are, because they have rose hips and bioflavonoids, and they come from natural sources rather than the chemical derived ascorbic acid. So it's important to have the proper vitamin C. Do you have any other things as a doctor?
Yes. Vitamin D, I think vitamin D, D3 is very important, large doses, because that does certainly stimulate the macrophages and the other parts of the immune system. But vitamin D3, 5,000 units, and I take that every 4 hours along with something called Alibiotic, which is a combination of oil of elderberry, oil of oregano, allicin, which is the active part of garlic, and a couple of other things. And take a couple of those and a vitamin D every 4 hours, along with a vitamin C, and until it begins to clear up. And usually within 4 hours, the flu symptoms are beginning to go, or the cold symptoms. I think the most important thing, and the one thing that the government is not stressing, is get your immune system primed so it can deal with this disease. Now, I don't take these unless, I'm coming down with something, but I think people need to have a supply on hand, because, boy, if we did get a massive flu epidemic, and I think this is all hype, predominantly hype, but if we did have one, you wouldn't be able to get these products. You ought to have them on hand and have them ready, because who knows what they're going to do, whether this may be an act of God or this may be a... We really don't know what's going on here. And, we're certainly not going to get the truth from any government agency.
That's true. Could you repeat those two recommendations, the vitamin D and the
vitamin D3 and 5,000 units. And basically, you can get 1,000 easily, but they do have them in the health food store. And something called Alabiotic, and they're both products.
Say that again or spell that, Dr. Dan.
Alabiotic. It's a Now product. It's put out by Now, which is one of the largest health food suppliers in the country. Any health food store would have it, or we actually carry that through Radio Liberty under our own label. But it's just a combination of these various substances, all of which prime the immune system. So it's called Alabiotic, and if you'd like, I can send you a bottle of it.
Well, I would like to recommend it to my subscribers, Dr. Stan, so that would be appreciated. And
I really believe that this is really quite effective, because I know from my own experience, because I have to be ready to go on the air 5 hours a day, so if I start coming down with something, my wife will give me the Alabiotic and the vitamin D and the vitamin C, and within three or four hours, I'm ready to go.
Well, that's excellent advice. And once again, I want to reiterate, it's very, very important to, I think, help your family change your eating habits to a more natural, less junk food diet. There's no amount of good supplements that can counteract, a very, very bad diet. And that's one of the reasons why when, the establishment went out to debunk Linus Pauling's vitamin C theory, what did they do? They took for their test cases college students on a hamburger and milkshake diet. They give them a tiny bit of not natural vitamin C. I'm sure it didn't work.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, will you tell our listeners how they could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and go ahead and subscribe to it if they wanted to?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can go to the website, and it tells them how to do that on the synopsis of the current brief, which is right on the front page. At the end of that synopsis, it tells them how to get a free sample issue. There is a modest subscription price for my weekly news analysis service, and I certainly encourage people to get a sample copy if they want to consider subscribing to my service. What I attempt to do, as you do, Dr. Stan, understanding that the media mostly distorts the news by careful omissions of key information, I try to put back in that information that the media is leaving out. Most of my sources are open sources. I don't trust insider government sources because I know the government taps all the phones of not only journalists, you and I, and everyone else. True whistleblowers don't last very long, and the government tries to shut them down. The people who are allowed to leak on a regular basis do so because it's contained, some disinformation, and one has to be very, very careful about that. Fortunately, through the Internet and hundreds and hundreds of sources there are around the world, if you know where to find them and the right people to talk to, you can find that most of the stuff is open. It reminds me of a story about the military, trying to get, during the Cold War, a dossier on their counterpart, military commanders on the other side of the Berlin Wall, and the military didn't have anything on them at all. And they went on the Internet, and they found one other person who was familiar with other sources across Europe, came back with a stack 6 pages, 6 inches high of material on these other commanders, articles that they'd written, background information. All that was available to open sources. And, now the government has stopped military personnel from using the Internet and going to many of these sources where they can find information. And so the information is actually out there, but our government's in the information business of suppressing information, making sure the American people don't get to it. And that's what our mission in life, Dr. Stan, is to help people, help build a remnant by helping people understand what's really going on and how you can't really trust what the establishment media or government says anymore.
Amen to that. Well, you do a good job, and we appreciate so much your efforts.
Well, thank you. One of the differences between this particular flu, a swine flu or an avian flu, rather than the normal human versions of flus and colds, is that they are respiratory in nature. They do and are transmitted by breathing and breathing on other people and getting in the air, and that's why having a supply of masks, filters, is an important thing, because in a true pandemic, when it comes, these are the first things to go, and they're already in short supply as people are stocking up on those. So I have some recommendations in that regard. First of all, a normal paper mask, the white kind that you buy, called a dust mask, is not very effective. And neither is a surgical mask, the types that medical doctors use, because they don't really make an airtight seal around the mouth and the skin and the nose area especially. Air does come into those areas. I prefer, if I'm in a situation where I really need protection against not breathing a disease element, I prefer, and obviously a true gas mask will provide that kind of protection, but it looks pretty weird walking around the street if you're wearing a gas mask. Much more or less innocuous appearing and less startling to people is to get a painter's grade respirator mask from Home Depot or Lowe's or any of these home improvement stores or paint stores. These cover, just like an oxygen mask that a pilot would wear, very tightly your mouth and your nose, and they have two filters that are replaceable on either side. And these filters do actually filter out molds, viruses, bacteria, as well as chemical odors. And so they're actually a very good substitute for a gas mask. You could even, and I use them and stockpile them in my home, and I keep one in the trunk of a car in case of fire, because you can actually go through a smoke-filled home and rescue a child if you've got one of these masks on. They will last for 15 to 20 minutes in one of those situations and actually filter out smoke and many of the particles that are deadly. And so these are very good to have on hand if there is a true pandemic, which, as I agree with you, I don't think this is at this stage. But I think it does pay to stock up on these things, because just as an earthquake and your plastic sheeting and your nails and plywood, things to repair immediately get taken up. You know, you need to stockpile these things in advance. So I do recommend that people get a pink grade respirator mask, and you can get extra cartridges to replace them from some of the home improvement stores. And they even have, if you're going to get a face mask, it's good to get the more thicker padded kind that are also say that they are good for paint odors, because if they're good for paint odors, it means they're at a higher degree of filtration. They usually have a little carbon material in this padded mask that does better filter out disease mechanisms as well as chemicals and odors.
I think that's very, very good advice, and we've actually stockpiled some of those industrial masks, and we have them for everybody in the family.
But I wouldn't recommend that people try to stockpile any of these antiviral drugs. I think the side effects are too great of a risk. And besides, I think following the advice that you heard from Dr. Stan on building up the immune system is a much better way to go on this. I think one of the most difficult things as well is the potential of shutdown of businesses. And so part of one's preparation is to make sure that you have a stockpile of at least a month's supply of food in your home. I think it's very important to realize that if there is a massive fear and pandemic, that people will shut down stores and you won't be able to get things into the store. And we may even have some social unrest. Much of this probably would be caused by government overreaction, because when government shuts down transportation, when they shut down our ability to get around and do commerce, they create panic. And people just simply don't have enough storage items, and so they go and do panic buying. And so I think you have to make your purchases and stockpiling before it becomes a panic. And it hasn't reached that yet in the United States, but I do very strongly suggest that people do their stockpiling. You know, I've been recommending this for years as a preparedness advisor, and I know you have too.
We'll be back in just a moment for the last segment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Food Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment. Joe, go right ahead.
Well, let's switch topics now and talk about one of the major blockbuster things going on. Before I go into this, let me just say that it was amazing to me to see the wall-to-wall television coverage of Obama's 100-day news press conference at the White House. I mean, this was like a major State of the Union speech. It was a carefully crafted propaganda piece. I'm amazed at the manner in which his speechwriters, just give him just the right answers to placate both sides of every issue. He really has an expert team at, keeping American support behind him, making him say all the right things, though obviously the actions don't follow that whatsoever. But he's pushing some very, very dangerous agendas, and this is becoming very much of concern now that Arlen Specter announced yesterday that he was going to switch to the Democratic Party. This is a tectonic shift in Congress because it gives them now, with the 60 votes that they need to, in essence, ramrod anything through the Senate. And oftentimes the Senate has, because of its rules on filibustering, has been able to stop bad bills that have come through the House. I mean, they just passed, for example, in the House, a hate crimes bill. These are very, very dangerous to people's liberty, to have people scrutinizing intent on top of the crime. And what it ends up being is criminalizing free speech. Hate crimes are very, very dangerous because it becomes a hate crime now to quote the Bible about homosexuality. Becomes a hate crime to do anything that taints or destabilizes this protected minority, and they have super rights now if you become a protected minority, whether it's women, homosexuals, or people with various minority races. They have higher rights than your normal citizens do because they become protected, and that's why hate speech laws and hate crimes laws are very dangerous. But in any case, Arlen Specter switching sides does a couple of things. First of all, it has energized people like other actual Democrats in Republican clothing, such as the two senators from Maine. Both of them are very, very liberal. Susan Collins, she says she's not switching parties, but told another interviewer, "I do think our party, the Republicans, need to make clear that centrists," and she calls herself a centrist. This is, of course, the media name for, they have another name, progressives, meaning people of leftists. They, "We want to make sure that we are welcome." And sometimes that message is not sent as it's clear it should be. The other liberal Senator from Maine, Olympia Snowe, says she's staying put as well, but warned the Daily News that this is a wake-up call. If the Republican Party fully intends to become a majority party in the future, it will clearly have to move from the right towards the middle. And, of course, what she really means is the right towards the left. They never... ever, you know, anything right-wing is extremist, and anything leftist is moderate or progressive. In any case, that's one message. Now, in fact, the media is saying that Vice President Joe Biden was lobbying Specter for 14 or 10 weeks right now to switch sides, and that he finally it paid off. This was time to... dovetail with this major speech by Obama on his 100 days in office, of which the media is falling all over themselves to praise. But in fact, Arlen Specter has never been a true Republican, let alone a conservative, or even a maverick. This guy plays all a very skillful game. As I've pointed out before in previous reports, Arlen Specter on the Republican side has always taken a position against the Bush administration, which endears himself to the Democrats. He always pretends as if he is stopping the Bush administration from violating civil rights. He was against the torture. He was against the surveillance. He was playing the role as if I'm really scrutinizing what the Bush administration does. But every time it came for a vote, guess what? He voted with the administration. I mean, it was 100% record. He was putting up all of these roadblocks. He was putting out this image that I'm a maverick, that I'm against what the administration does. And then he always votes with them. Just like John McCain. He was saying, I'm against torture. And then he went along with this compromise that had this little, fine print in the final anti-torture bill that said, but of course the president, if he had an emergency reason for doing it, could overrule these provisions. So you have a loophole in there as big as you could drive a truck through it. And that's what McCain signed off on. So these people are really wolves in sheep's clothing. So it matters nothing to me in terms of the Republican minority that Arlen Specter leaves, but it does, in fact, give them a bulletproof majority. And there are several bills coming up this year in the Senate which are going to be very, very bad for liberty. And one of those is going to be a comprehensive health care reform. And the other thing is going to be a comprehensive immigration reform. Barack Obama talked about this last night, made a big deal. We are going to secure the border, and Janet Napolitano, which is a former border government, knows how to secure it. I mean, she did nothing except that, to react politically to the fact that there was a great deal of pressure in Arizona to do something about the illegal immigration. So she did things which pleased the anti-illegal immigration lobby. But in fact, she undermined it in other ways through her failure to enforce those things.
And they still haven't built the fence, They have no intention of building it. They have no intention of sealing our border. And of course, then they say, look at this problem. But, if we just gave all these people citizenship or gave them permanent residency, then we wouldn't have a problem.
Of course, they said that in the Reagan administration when they talked Ronald Reagan into signing that. And of course, we know that amnesty didn't do any good. It didn't stop people from coming in. Now, Barack Obama says, now this is how they're going to pull this off. Obama says, now we are going to tighten up the border and we're going to make sure that we've secured our border so that we can then provide a path to citizenship for all the illegals in the country. Now, that's what he's saying. Now, I'll tell you how they're going to do that. They're going to pass some piece of legislation again, just like the former, that'll say, all right, this is what we're going to do to secure the border. And it will appear as if it will do that. And as soon as they pass that, then they're going to have, if not simultaneous with that bill, then they're going to have the amnesty provision. They won't ever bring through the enforcement portion.
We'll talk to you this afternoon, Joe. God bless. Thanks so much.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Hope you enjoyed our program this morning. If you're interested in getting that vitamin D3 or the antibiotic, we do carry it through my ministry. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 5,000 units. You can probably get it at your local health food store. They do a good job. The very same products, but if you want to get it through us, we do have it available. I would caution you not to think about taking a vaccine because you don't know what there's going to be in it. The original hepatitis B vaccine was given as an experiment back in the late 1970s. Homosexuals in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles signed up for this experimental hepatitis B vaccine, and we know in San Francisco 75% of the homosexuals who took that vaccine came down with AIDS, and most of them are dead today. In Africa, it was the areas where they gave that experimental hepatitis B vaccine, where, of course, the AIDS epidemic came from. And, of course, there have been people who work for the government, you know, who will... there's a book called Full Disclosure by Gary Glum, Dr. Gary Glum, a man dying of pancreatic cancer. He said he knew he'd be killed, you know, if he told the truth, but he was going to die anyway. The book Full Disclosure, you can still get it up on Amazon. The government created the AIDS epidemic for population control to kill off blacks and homosexuals, but nobody's going to say that in public. We carry the book AIDS, the Crime Against Beyond Belief. AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. We have that. And Operation Daylily. We don't have Full Disclosure, but of course it should be able to get it on Amazon if they haven't shredded all the copies. Think of the implications. Certainly, every day, 5,000 people die of AIDS. An unnecessary epidemic. Another excellent book would be my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Doesn't go into the population control bit, because I didn't know about it when I wrote the book, but I do now. And, of course, you can get my population control agenda monograph on the Internet, or if you get any of our products, just ask for a free copy of the population control agenda monograph. It's still one of the best things up there. I see other people have copied it and put it on the Internet, so you're welcome to utilize that. So then, of course, you have to understand there are people who have no concern about human life. If you haven't got my material on population control, we have a DVD or video on population control. We have a DVD on Nnamdi genocide and one on planned population reduction. The information you need to know about what's going on, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to read the pages from the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, where that great humanitarian Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day, of killing 350,000 people a day, we'll supply those pages for you. You need to have this information. You need to understand there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and you're not going to read about that in Time and Newsweek and U.S. News or hear about it on ABC, CBS, or NBC because they're controlled. They are not telling you the truth. You can get these stories all throughout the world, but not here in the United States. That's why you need to get programs and listen to programs like this one. We got a great DVD on population control put out by Alex Jones called Endgame. That's the DVD on Endgame. It also goes into the background of the Bilderbergers, one of the super secret organizations. You can go anywhere in the world and read about the Bilderbergers, but not in the newspapers in the United States. Well, Dr. Stan, back again tomorrow. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff.